Listening comprehension. For items 1 to 10, listen to a talk by Gina Purvis, a pilot, and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true or false according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to study the statements. Now we begin.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gina Purvis, and I work as a pilot for a commercial airline. I'm here to tell you about my career. When I was about 10, I dreamt of being a flight attendant. Then the dream moved on to being a vet and working with animals, which actually I would have hated because I hate seeing animals in pain. In fact, after school, I went to train as a teacher, and after I qualified, I worked for a few years, but not with any great enthusiasm, I must say. So, how did I get started with flying? Well, my mom bought me some flying lessons for a birthday present, and I loved it from the start. I've been a commercial pilot for 10 years now, and captain for the last 5. The airline I work for demands that pilots have a minimum of 300 flying hours experience initially, and to be eligible to become a captain, it's 3,000 hours. At the moment, I'm flying people to their holiday destinations around the Mediterranean. Now, before I take off, I have to consult the notices to pilots, as they're called. That gives me news of airports having any problems. For example, one of the runways at London Gatwick is having work done at the moment. I also have to do some calculations to work out the weight of the plane, plus crates of cargo and the number of passengers. I'm often asked if I have a degree in maths, as I need to do so many calculations, but I haven't. Like me, most of my colleagues have studied science at the university. You do need to have a good head for figures, though. I often think it would have been good to study people management, too. Before I take off, I just need to check if there are any small defects on the plane. I receive a report of anything I need to be aware of, in which case I call for assistance. It can be just a little thing like a broken ice chiller in the front cabin, and if there are no real problems, then we're ready for the people to come on board. I visited some wonderful places. What I like best, though, is flying at night. If the skies are clear, you can have stars above you and lights of cities below you, and then there's the moonlight on the mountains. It's magical.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gina Purvis, and I work as a pilot for a commercial airline. I'm here to tell you about my career. When I was about 10, I dreamt of being a flight attendant. Then the dream moved on to being a vet and working with animals, which actually I would have hated because I hate seeing animals in pain. In fact, after school, I went to train as a teacher, and after I qualified, I worked for a few years, but not with any great enthusiasm, I must say. So, how did I get started with flying? Well, my mom bought me some flying lessons for a birthday present, and I loved it from the start. I've been a commercial pilot for 10 years now, and captain for the last 5. The airline I work for demands that pilots have a minimum of 300 flying hours experience initially, and to be eligible to become a captain, it's 3,000 hours. At the moment, I'm flying people to their holiday destinations around the Mediterranean. Now, before I take off, I have to consult the notices to pilots, as they're called. That gives me news of airports having any problems. For example, one of the runways at London Gatwick is having work done at the moment. I also have to do some calculations to work out the weight of the plane, plus crates of cargo and the number of passengers. I'm often asked if I have a degree in maths, as I need to do so many calculations, but I haven't. Like me, most of my colleagues have studied science at the university. You do need to have a good head for figures, though. I often think it would have been good to study people management, too. Before I take off, I just need to check if there are any small defects on the plane. I receive a report of anything I need to be aware of, in which case I call for assistance. It can be just a little thing like a broken ice chiller in the front cabin, and if there are no real problems, then we're ready for the people to come on board. I visited some wonderful places. What I like best, though, is flying at night. If the skies are clear, you can have stars above you and lights of cities below you, and then there's the moonlight on the mountains. It's magical.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 2 to 6, listen to a conversation. Choose the correct answer to answer questions 2 to 6. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
So what do you think of San Francisco?
It's beautiful, Mark. I love it.
Better than London?
Not better, different.
Do you think you could live here?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, why?
It's a long way from London. I think I'd miss all my family and friends.
Could you live somewhere else, but in Europe?
Maybe. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. I just wondered. Look, on your left you can see the island of Alcatraz. The building over there used to be the prison, but it was closed in 1963. It's a museum now.
Interesting. And where are we going for dinner tonight?
It's a surprise.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
I'm cold.
Do you want to borrow my coat?
No, it's okay. I'm going to miss you, Mark.
Me too, Allie. I wish you could stay for longer.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer. This is the end of the listening comprehension part.